Chapter 14, Troop Movement. This chapter discusses the general considerations of troop movement. Those considerations include types of troop movements, methods of troop movements, how to organize, march techniques, and graphic control measures. This chapter also discusses the planning, preparation, and execution of troop movements. General considerations of troop movement. The ability of units to posture friendly forces in the right starting location to conduct operations depends on their ability to move forces. The essence of battlefield agility is the capability to conduct rapid and orderly movement to concentrate combat power at decisive points and times. Units can expect the enemy to attempt to deny freedom of movement throughout their assigned area. Successful movement places troops and equipment at their destination at the proper time, ready for combat. Units can expedite dismounted and mounted movements by the conduct of forced marches when necessary. Types of troop movement. Troop movement is the movement of soldiers and units from one place to another by any available means. Units perform troop movements using different methods, such as dismounted and mounted movements using tactical vehicles and motor transport for air, rail, and water means in various combinations. The method employed depends on the situation, the size and composition of the moving unit, the distance the unit must cover, the urgency of execution, and the condition of the troops. It also depends on the availability, suitability, and capacity of the different means of transportation. Troop movements over extended distances have extensive sustainment considerations. The two types of troop movement are non-tactical and tactical movement. Non-tactical movement. Non-tactical movement is a movement in which troops and vehicles are arranged to expedite their movement and conserve time and energy when no enemy ground interference is anticipated. Units only conduct non-tactical movements in secure areas. Examples of non-tactical movements include rail and highway movement in the continental United States. Once units deploy into a theater of operations, they do not normally conduct non-tactical movements. Tactical movement. A tactical movement is a movement in which troops and vehicles are arranged to protect combat forces during movement when a threat of enemy interference is possible. Units maintain security against enemy attacks from both the air and ground and prepare to take immediate action against enemy ambushes, although they do not expect contact with significant enemy ground forces. During movement, the moving force employs security measures even when contact with enemy ground forces is not expected. During a tactical movement, units are always prepared to take immediate action. There are three methods of tactical movements that units of all types can conduct: approach march, forced march, and tactical road march. Approach march. An approach march is the advance of a combat unit when direct contact with the enemy is intended. Units employ an approach march when they know the approximate location of enemy forces. Commanders task organize units conducting an approach march before the march begins, to allow them to transition to an on-order or be prepared mission without making major organizational adjustments. For example, commanders direct artillery units to march in their supported units' columns, while engineer units are well forward to facilitate mobility. The approach march terminates in a march objective, such as an attack position, assembly area, assault position, or it can be used to transition to an attack. Reserve and follow and assume forces may also conduct an approach march forward of a LD. Based on the products of the IPB process, the overall commander assigns an area or an axis of advance in combination with routes to a unit conducting an approach march. These routes, assigned areas, or axes facilitate the force's movement and maximize its use of concealment. Commanders assign the force conducting the main effort and forces conducting each supporting effort separate routes, assigned areas, or axes of advance, unless an individual subordinate unit has the task of either follow and assume or follow and support. As the approach march nears areas of likely enemy interference, commanders divide their unit's main body into smaller, less vulnerable columns that move on additional multiple routes or across country while continuing to employ security elements. They take advantage of successful reconnaissance and security operations to increase the distance traveled before the main body begins to maneuver. As discussed in Chapter 13, the advance and any flank guards remain within supporting distance of the main body, which stays in these smaller columns to conceal their movement. Forced march. A forced march is a march longer or faster than usual or in adverse conditions. Forced marches require speed, exertion, and an increase in the number of hours marched each day beyond normal standards. Soldiers cannot sustain forced marches for more than a short period. In a forced march, a unit may not halt as often or for as long as recommended for maintenance, rest, feeding, and fuel. Units must understand that immediately following a long and fast march, soldiers and combat vehicles experience a temporary deterioration in their physical condition. The combat effectiveness and cohesion of the unit also temporarily decreases. The plan must accommodate stragglers and address increased maintenance failures. Tactical road march. A tactical road march is a rapid movement used to relocate units within an assigned area to prepare for combat operations. The primary consideration of the tactical road march is rapid movement. Typically, a unit executes a tactical road march using the mounted method of troop movement. Based on the mission variables, a unit can execute a dismounted tactical road march. However, the moving force employs security measures even when contact with enemy ground forces is not expected. Units conducting tactical road marches may or may not be organized into combined arms formation. For example, a forward support company providing supplies to its supported maneuver companies can execute a tactical road march. During a tactical road march, the commander is always prepared to take immediate action if the enemy attacks. Methods of troop movements. There are five methods of troop movements that units can execute. These methods are dismounted movement, foot marches, mounted movement, road marches, air movement, rail movement, water movement. Generally, units can execute these methods in combination. For example, a unit can initially execute a mounted movement and then transition to a dismounted movement. Additionally, each method can be applied to non-tactical or tactical movement. Dismounted movement. A dismounted movement is a movement of troops and equipment mainly by foot, with limited support by vehicles. Dismounted movements are also called foot marches. Dismounted movements increase units' maneuver options. Their positive characteristics include combat readiness, because all soldiers can immediately respond to enemy attack without the need to dismount, ease of control, adaptability to terrain, and independence from the existing road network. Their limitations include a slow movement rate and increased personnel fatigue. A unit conducts a dismounted movement when the situation requires stealth, the distance to travel is short, transportation or fuel is limited, or the situation or terrain precludes moving other ways. See ATP 3-21.18 for more information on the techniques and procedures for conducting dismounted movement. Mounted movement. A mounted movement is the movement of troops and equipment by combat and tactical vehicles. Mounted movements are also called road marches. Armored and mechanized units routinely conduct mounted movements. The speed of the march and the increased supplies that can accompany the unit characterize this movement method. Armored and striker maneuver units are normally self-sufficient when conducting mounted movements over short distances. Infantry maneuver units cannot move themselves with organic truck assets and require assistance from transportation elements to conduct mounted movements. Considerations for mounted movements over extended distances include the ability of routes to support the numbers, sizes, and weights of the tactical and combat vehicles assigned to or supporting the moving unit, available refueling and maintenance sites and crew rest areas, the need for recovery and evacuation assets. See ATP 4-16 for more information on route synchronization and movement planning. Air movement. Air movement is an air transport of units, personnel, supplies, and equipment, including airdrops and air landings, JP 3-36. Units conduct air movements to move troops and equipment, to emplace systems, and to transport ammunition, fuel, and other high-value supplies through transport by helicopter and fixed-wing aircraft. They may employ air movements as a substitute for ground tactical movements or to augment ground tactical movements. Air movements are generally faster than ground tactical movements, and they can bypass ground threats. See FM 3-04 for additional information concerning air movement. Rail movement. Units use rail assets to conduct troop movement if they are available in an assigned area. Rail movements involve United States, partner nation, and local nation commercial trains. Rail movement can move a significant quantity of supplies and vehicles over extended distances on land quickly. Responsibility for coordinating the use of railroads resides in the Army Forces Headquarters in the Theater of Operations. See ATP 4-14 for additional information concerning rail movement. Water movement. Water movements use vessels to transport equipment, supplies, and personnel. Water movement involves United States, partner nation, and local nation commercial and military vessels. Water movements are slower than air movements. However, they can move larger quantities of equipment and supplies and are more cost-efficient than air movement. See ATP 4-15 for additional information concerning water movement. Organization for tactical troop movements. There are several differences between the organization of troop movements. An approach march prioritizes security over speed, while non-tactical movement, tactical road march, and forced march prioritizes speed over security. A unit conducting an approach march employs larger security forces because of its greater chance for enemy contact. Units conducting approach marches arrange into combined arms organizations. An approach march allows units to disperse their task-organized forces into tactical formations without being constrained to existing roads and trails. A non-tactical movement, tactical road march, or forced march can organize into columns for rapid movement. For example, vehicles of similar type, speed, and cross-country capabilities move together. Units conducting troop movements establish appropriate tactical intervals between vehicles. They also use fewer routes than units conducting approach marches. Approach march organization. Units use approach marches in a theater of operations when contact with an enemy force is possible or anticipated. This style of movement emphasizes tactical considerations such as security over the efficiency of movement. Units organize their subordinate forces to conduct combat operations in an approach march and generally maintain unit integrity throughout its movement. Units plan for enemy interference while moving or shortly after arriving at its destination. Units conducting an approach march use formations and techniques consistent with the mission variables. The unit may conduct them over unsecured routes if no friendly forces exist between the foremost elements of the moving force and enemy forces. The echelon operations officer is responsible for planning these tactical movements with input from other staff members. During approach marches, units use movement formations and movement techniques to balance security and speed throughout the operation. The seven movement formations are column, line, wedge, echelon, left or right, V, diamond, box. The three movement techniques are traveling, traveling overwatch, bounding overwatch. See Chapter 2 for more information on movement formations and movement techniques. Tactical road march or forced march organization. The organization for a tactical road march and forced march is the march column. A march column is all march serials using the same route for a single movement under control of a single commander. The subordinate element for a march column is a march serial. A march serial is a subdivision of a march column organized under one commander. An example is a battalion serial formed from a brigade-sized march column. The subordinate element for the march serial is a march unit. A march unit is a subdivision of a march serial. It moves and halts under the control of a single commander, who uses voice and visual signals. An example of a march unit is a company from a battalion-sized march serial. A march column provides excellent speed, control, and flexibility, but only provides local security. Units use a march column when speed is essential and enemy contact is unlikely. However, units space functional and multifunctional support elements, such as air defense and engineers, throughout the column to protect and support the movement. Prior to movement, reconnaissance elements conduct route reconnaissance of the predetermined march route to determine trafficability. Units organize a march column into four elements: reconnaissance, quartering party, main body, and trail party. The reconnaissance element conducts route reconnaissance and area reconnaissance of the assembly areas. A thorough reconnaissance of the route leading to the start point will assist units in crossing the start point on time. Each serial should conduct its own reconnaissance. The reconnaissance element uses the reconnaissance fundamentals and executes reconnaissance tasks discussed in Chapter 12. A quartering party is a group dispatched to a new assigned area in advance of the main body. A unit quartering party usually accompanies the route reconnaissance effort to the designated assembly area or established RP. Unit SOPs establish the exact composition of the quartering party and its transportation, security, communications equipment needs, and specific duties. However, it is small enough to move quickly while still maintaining a significant self-defense capability. The leader of the quartering party is empowered by the commander of the main body to make tactical decisions. The quartering party secures, reconnoiters, and organizes an area for the main body's arrival and occupation. It typically reconnoiters and confirms the tentative location selected by the commander of its parent element based on a map reconnaissance. When necessary, the quartering party changes previously assigned unit locations in the assembly area. The quartering party guides the main body into position from the RP to precise locations in the assembly area. The main body of the march column consists of the remainder of the unit, including attachments and minus the trail party. The main body is the principal part of a tactical command or formation. It does not include detached elements of the command, such as advance guards, flank guards, and covering forces, ADP-3-90. The trail party is the last march unit in a march column. It maintains communications with the main body. The function of the trail party is to recover disabled vehicles or control stragglers during a movement. If the trail party cannot repair a disabled vehicle immediately, it tows the disabled vehicle and moves its crew and passengers to a secure maintenance collection point along the movement route. During extended movements, halts are necessary to rest personnel, service vehicles, and adjust movement schedules. The march order or unit SOP regulates when to take halts. In short motor movements, units schedule short halts every 2 to 3 hours of movement, and a halt may last up to an hour. Long halts occur on marches that exceed 24 hours. When possible, these halts are not to exceed 2 hours. Units do not schedule long halts at night to allow maximum time for night movement. During halts, each unit normally clears the march route and moves to a previously selected assembly area to prevent route congestion and avoid possible enemy attack. Units establish security and take other measures to protect the force. Unit leaders promptly notify commanders of the time and approximate length of unscheduled halts. March techniques. Organized march columns employ three march techniques: open column, close column, and infiltration march. All techniques use scheduled halts to control and sustain the road march. The mission variables influence the distances between vehicles and dismounted soldiers. During movement, elements in a column may encounter many different types of routes and obstacles simultaneously. Consequently, parts of the column may be moving at different speeds, which can produce an undesirable accordion effect. The movement order establishes the order of march, rate of march, interval or time gaps between units, column gap, and maximum catch-up speed. Unless commanders direct them not to do so for security reasons, march units report when they have crossed each control point. Units maintain air and ground security throughout the movement. Open column. In an open column, units increase distances between vehicles and dismounted soldiers for greater dispersion. The distance between vehicles varies from 50 to 100 meters, 54 to 110 yards, and it may be greater if required. The distance between dismounted soldiers varies from 2 to 5 meters, 2 to 5 yards, to allow for dispersion and maneuver space for marching comfort. Any distance that exceeds 5 meters, 5 yards, between dismounted soldiers increases the length of the column and hinders control. Units normally use the open column technique during daylight. They may also employ it at night by use of infrared lights, blackout lights, or passive night vision equipment. Using an open column roughly doubles the column's length, and thereby doubles the time it takes to clear a point when compared to a close column moving at the same speed. The open column is the most common march technique because it offers the most security while still providing leaders a reasonable degree of control. In an open column, vehicle density varies from 15 to 20 vehicles per kilometer. A single infantry company with intervals between its platoons occupies roughly a kilometer of road or trail. Close column. In a close column, units space vehicles approximately 20 to 25 meters apart. At night, vehicles are spaced so each driver can see the two lights in the blackout marker of the vehicle ahead. Units normally employ a close column for marches during darkness under blackout driving conditions or for marches in restricted terrain. This method of marching provides maximum traffic capacity of a route, but it provides little dispersion. Normally, vehicle density is 40 to 50 vehicles per kilometer along the route in a close column. During dismounted movements, leaders reduce the distance between individual soldiers to 1 to 3 meters to help maintain contact and facilitate control. Infiltration march. Units dispatch vehicles in small groups or at irregular intervals at a rate that keeps the traffic density down and prevents undue massing of vehicles during a move by infiltration. Infiltration provides the best passive defense against enemy observation and attack. It is suited for tactical movements when there is enough time and road space and a commander desires the maximum security, military deception, and dispersion. The disadvantages of an infiltration are that more time is required to complete the move, column control is challenging, and it protracts the recovery of broken-down vehicles by the trail party when compared to vehicle recovery in close and open columns. Additionally, units cannot restore their unit integrity until the last vehicle arrives at the destination, complicating the unit's onward deployment. Note: infiltration as a tactical march technique during troop movement differs from Chapter 2's discussion of infiltration as a form of maneuver. Units emphasize security during halts. Soldiers tend to let their guard down and relax their vigilance during halts. Units address this by defining unit actions and SOPs for various types of halts, such as maintenance or security halts. Graphic control measures. Units executing tactical and non-tactical movements often use strip maps or overlays to depict critical information graphically about the route to subordinates. The overlay or strip map shows the route, SPs, RPs, checkpoints, critical points such as bridges, light lines, and traffic control posts, TCPs. A light line is a designated line forward of which vehicles are required to use blackout lights during periods of limited visibility. Other graphic control measures include assembly areas and phase lines. The start point is a point on a route on which marching elements fall under the control of a designated march commander. All routes have a designated SP. It is an easily recognizable point on a map and on the ground, such as a road junction. It is far enough from the assembly area to allow units to organize and move at the prescribed speed and interval when the unit reaches the SP. A release point is a point on a route where marching elements move out of centralized control. Each SP has a corresponding RP. It is an easily recognizable point on the map and on the ground. Marching units do not stop at their RPs. Instead, as they move through their RPs, either they transition to a follow-on mission or a unit guide meets marching units and leads them to assembly areas. For example, a unit conducting a route reconnaissance reaching their RP can transition to a screen. Units designate checkpoints along routes to facilitate control over the movement of marching forces. The movement overlay identifies critical points along the route where interference with movement might occur. Units position TCPs along routes to prevent congestion and confusion. Military police or unit personnel may operate TCPs. These soldiers report to the appropriate area movement control organization when each convoy, march column, and march serial arrives at their TCP. There are 5 route classification designations: open route, supervised route, dispatch route, prohibited route, and reserved route. Each route's designation varies based on the mission variables. Planning a troop movement. Commanders plan, prepare, execute, and assess troop movements to ensure the organized and uninterrupted flow of units throughout an area. The objective of a successful move is for a unit to arrive at its destination in a condition suitable to its probable employment. The goal of all movement planning is to retain flexibility to execute a variety of plans to meet ever-changing conditions. Leaders ensure that unit movement SOPs contain specifics. Leaders conduct rehearsals to ensure that the unit's soldiers and subordinate leaders understand the movement SOPs. These SOPs use standard task organizations to simplify planning, provide flexibility, and allow greater responsiveness by establishing habitual relationships among the unit's subordinate elements and outside supporting elements. The movement order is the result of the unit's planning process. The Army movement order is prepared as Tab C, Transportation, of Annex F, Sustainment, to an operation order or as a separate operation order. Prepared in 5-paragraph format, Tab C provides critical information to plan and execute movement. Information normally found in Tab C includes the destination, routes, orders of march, rates of march, times that each serial or march element for serial movement orders arrives and clears its SP, intervals, speeds, scheduled maintenance halts, communications, and location of the commander. Units also identify logistics sites and services in Tab C. Information and procedures contained in the unit's movement SOP are not included. The movement order should include a strip map or overlay. See FM50 for more information on operation orders. The movement order discusses procedures for succession of command in the march unit, march serial, and march column if those procedures vary from the unit's established SOP. It also addresses the procedures for disseminating information, the transmission of changes in command location, including the activation of alternate command nodes. The alternate means of internal and external communications to each march unit that vary from established SOPs are included. It also addresses who has the authority to activate alternative routes. Units base the movement order on the mission variables. The movement order establishes how the unit moves from its current location to the desired location. The integration of and support from maneuver and functional and multifunctional support, such as artillery, intelligence, military police, engineers, aviation, and air support, are critical for successful tactical and non-tactical movement. The commander's staff develops the detailed movement order based on established priorities. The movement order and unit SOP address the possibility of ambushes, indirect fires, and air attacks. These SOP include drills for reacting to these circumstances. Passive measures mitigating an air attack include route selection, vehicle intervals, and movement during limited visibility. In case of attack, units have casualty evacuation plans. These plans take into account SOP items such as using combat lifesavers and dispersing medical evacuation assets throughout the convoy. For units that are not completely mobile with organic vehicles, such as an Army Division headquarters and many sustainment units, units can either conduct a shuttle with organic vehicles or request assistance from transportation units. Shuttling requires transporting troops, equipment, and supplies by a series of round trips with the same vehicles. Units may also shuttle by carrying successive parts of a load for short distances while the remaining soldiers continue on foot. The higher headquarters sustainment staff normally coordinates the sustainment to moving units. Although units carry sufficient fuel and lubricants in their unit trains to conduct local movements. In coordination with the engineers, the sustainment staff ensures that routes suffice for the projected types and numbers of vehicles and supplies. Units need to know the load-carrying capability of routes and the maximum distances that they can support their forces. Also, units may need to retask or consolidate troop carry capacity if troop transport is not provided. Sustainment operators determine if any sustainment assets displaced to support the mission. Units also establish halts for refueling as part of the movement plan. Halt time should be long enough and locations large enough to allow the entire march unit to refuel. The simplest troop movement to plan and conduct is one where the commander directing the movement controls the assigned area. In this situation, units use established command and control systems. The headquarters ordering the movement schedules the movement times and approves the routes, while its movement's control organization allocates the required space and time on the approved routes. If the movement results in a unit going outside its parent headquarters area, that unit requires coordination through various movement control centers. Otherwise, a higher headquarters must plan and control the movement. Whenever possible, units disperse their forces by using multiple routes to move their forces. This reduces the length of columns, vulnerability to enemy air attack, and amount of time the routes are unavailable to other units. Multiple routes provide units with the flexibility to react to unexpected situations and permit more rapid concentration of combat power. The three primary challenges of using multiple routes are in exercising command and control, providing logistic and maintenance support on all routes, and the reassembly or consolidation of forces at the movement's conclusion. Since enemy contact is less likely for troop movements that occur behind the forward line of troops or line of departure, units use march columns and serials to control the movement of forces on limited routes. Units use dispersion and multiple routes to avoid detection and increase survivability. Units plan for reconsolidation to occur after the march column or march serial passes their assigned release point. Regardless of the type of area a unit will occupy at the movement's conclusion, planners must ensure the area where forces will consolidate is defendable and large enough for all forces. For movements beyond the forward line of troops or line of departure, units use their preferred tactical movement formations and techniques. Tactical units do not use march columns or serials unless necessary, since enemy contact is likely and security should be balanced with speed. Units maintain dispersion between formations and plan to consolidate forces prior to entering their assault positions. The echelon transportation officer uses route classification components, such as route widths, route types, military load classifications, overhead clearance, route obstructions, and special conditions to determine the traffic circulation plan. A supporting geospatial engineer team provides most of this information. Engineer reconnaissance obtains necessary information not contained in existing geospatial databases. The staff depicts the echelon traffic circulation plan on overlays using transportation control measures. The traffic circulation plan considers the most restrictive route features and route designations, direction of movement over each route, location of boundaries, units, highway regulation points, TCPs, and principal supply points. Major geographic features: routes designated for one-way traffic, separate routes for sustainment and tactical units, current data on traffic regulations and control restrictions, obstructions, detours, defiles, capacities, surface conditions, and enemy activities that affect the highway net. The provost marshal prepares a traffic control plan from information contained in the traffic circulation plan. The traffic control plan is normally prepared in the form of an overlay. Units use available aviation elements, movement regulating teams, and military police units to assist in traffic control, but they can assign this mission to other elements, such as battalion scout platoons. Preparing a troop movement. Reconnaissance precedes unit movement. Before a unit starts any march, a reconnaissance element from that unit reconnoiters the route from its current location to the SP and determines how long it will take the unit to reach the SP. This reconnaissance element continues beyond the SP and carefully examines the route's trafficability, including the impact of weather, road surfaces, and terrain and civil considerations, such as local nation use. This reconnaissance also includes alternative routes and choke points, such as defiles, bridges, and fords, which could slow the march. This reconnaissance element complements map and technical reconnaissance and provides units with important information about the terrain, obstacles, and potential enemy forces in the area. Units then establish TCPs at critical locations or mark important information to avoid confusion. A quartering party often accompanies reconnaissance elements to mark routes and BPs. The quartering party may also secure new positions with observation posts or limited forces until the unit conducting the movement arrives. The unit begins a tactical movement, such as an approach march, fully supplied. The unit refuels at every opportunity, such as at halts and on arrival at the final destination. The transportation of fuel and the security of existing stockpiles are major factors in any mounted movement. Commanders may choose to conduct a refuel on the move to extend the range of the unit's vehicles. Refuel on the move is a technique where units position tankers just off the route to refuel vehicles rapidly. Such refueling provides only established quantities necessary to extend the vehicle's range to the desired distance. The type and method of movement selected will determine the need for pre-positioned sustainment assets to conduct rapid and efficient refueling and resupply. Executing a troop movement. A unit's ability to move depends on its march discipline and ability to maintain required movement standards and procedures as prescribed by its movement SOP and movement order. This includes staying on the route and maintaining start, passage, and clear times. March discipline is essential throughout the movement. Any deviation from the movement order may interfere with the movements of other units and may have serious consequences. However, march discipline can only be maintained with established movement control. Movement control is the planning, routing, scheduling, and control of personnel and cargo movements over lines of communications. Includes maintaining in-transit visibility of forces and material through the deployment and/or redeployment process, JP4-01.5. It is on a continuum involving coordinating and integrating logistics, movement information, and programs that span all the levels of warfare. The balancing of requirements against capabilities and assigning resources based on the commander's priorities guide the conduct of movement control. Movement control gives commanders the ability to deconflict the movement of units, troop movement, and the distribution of supplies and services inherent in sustainment. Units may not move across boundaries into another unit's assigned area without receiving clearance from the owning unit. The designation, maintenance, route security, and control of movement along routes in an assigned area are the responsibility of the owning unit unless the higher echelon's coordinating instructions direct otherwise. An example is when one or more routes are reserved for the exclusive use of a combined arms battalion operating forward of a BCT as a guard force. See ATP 4-16 for more information on movement control and the establishment of route synchronization measures. The strength and composition of the moving unit security elements vary depending on the mission variables. Units employ organic assets and supporting security assets to protect forces from enemy activities. They position them to the front, rear, flanks, and above of formations while moving and at the halt to provide all-around security for the main body. Units can also enhance security by adopting a march formation and movement technique that facilitates applying combat power in the direction enemy contact is expected. Higher echelon sustainment organizations may support some tactical movements. When the situation permits, sustainment organizations establish maintenance, ambulance exchange, and supply points along the route to support the movement. While procedures, amounts, and types of external support vary, each sustainment organization ensures that these sites are operational at the designated times and locations. External sustainment along the route may include aeromedical evacuation, maintenance, water, petroleum, oils, and lubricants. Maintenance sites generally consist of maintenance collection points where disabled vehicles can be moved for limited maintenance and Class 9 supplies. Vehicles unable to continue the movement remain at maintenance collection points and join their parent organization when repaired. The troop movement is complete when the last march unit clears the RP.